Welcome to Session 3 of Integrity Selling. The title of this session is How to Interview and Find Out People's Needs. In it, you'll learn the power of asking questions and listening to people. You'll learn to do 20% of the talking and 80% of the listening. You'll learn how to get people selling themselves. And now, here's Ron.
In this session, we'll talk about the single most important step of the 8 Incorporated system. More actual selling takes place in this step than in any other, although there appears to be no selling at all taking place. When the interview step is successfully accomplished, the demonstration, validation, negotiation, and close will more nearly fall into place. Almost always, when I fail to close or when I encounter stalls and objections, it's because I didn't successfully complete the interview step. The purpose of the interview step is to get people to identify, clarify, and admit their needs, to admit their desire to discuss solutions with you, to tell you the conditions upon which they'll buy what you're selling. One of the exciting features of the Integrity Selling System is that when the interview step is successful, then all the following steps get people into the act of selling themselves. The interview step accomplishes these three objectives. First, it gets people talking and you listening, thereby setting the stage for the most effective persuasion that can take place. Secondly, it gets people verbalizing their wants or needs, thereby telling you what it will take to sell them. And thirdly, it helps people clarify in their own minds what their wants and needs actually are. Now, before I discuss more about the interview step, I'd like to jump off the track for just a moment and talk about three different types of selling. I believe that you'll more nearly understand the Integrity Selling System when you see it contrasted with other types of selling. The first type that I'll mention is the memorized sales presentation. In the past, many people have called it a canned sales talk. In it, the sales message is given the same way to everyone. There are many things that have been sold by this method. Insurance policies, encyclopedias, books, and door-to-door items are sold by this method, and many are sold successfully. This type of presentation assumes that everyone has the same needs, as well as the same desires and buying motives. And for some products, this is true. But not many companies still use this method of selling. The second type of selling that is more commonly used today is what I'll call the stimulus response method of selling. In it, salespeople flood prospects with features and benefits of their products or services. Salespeople dominate the talking by giving information and hope that something they say will ring their prospect's hot button and cause interest. And when they do detect interest, the salespeople zero in and take them through the desire, conviction, and close steps. In this method, it's easy for salespeople to get the cart before the horse and attempt to sell before they know people's needs or before people even admit they have needs. They seem to go by the theory that if they fire enough shots, they're bound to hit something. Stimulus response selling is usually product-focused. Salespeople spend their time explaining, demonstrating, and trying to sell their products or services. The steps in stimulus response selling are often these. First, demonstration, then attempted close, and then when people say no, come back and deal with stalls and objections. And it's often adversarial. And then the third method of selling, and the method that you'll learn in this course, is customer needs focused selling. The Integrity Selling System is aimed at identifying and filling needs. In it, salespeople adopt the role of counselors or consultants. The strategy is to identify what people's needs are and then show the products or services that will fill these needs, if indeed they can be filled. In this method of selling, salespeople act in an integrity role to solve problems or fill customer needs. This is contrasted to salespeople who don't care about customer needs. They just want to sell anything they can to anyone they can. The heart of our needs-focused selling system is the interview step. In it, you identify people's wants or needs and sell without pressure. You understand and neutralize objections long before they even come up. You put people in the role of selling themselves. You do 20% of the talking and 80% of the listening. The four action guides that will help you master this step are: 1. Ask open-ended, indirect questions that draw out wants or needs. 2. Listen to and paraphrase all points. Write them down. And 3, identify dominant wants or needs and get agreement. And 4, assure them that you want to help them enjoy the most value. Now, for a few moments, let's think about these 4 action guides. The first again is, ask open-ended, indirect questions that draw out wants or needs. I refer to open-ended, indirect questions as need development questions. The ability to ask effective need development questions separates the pros from the amateurs. An open-ended question is one that calls for an explanation. Usually it includes one of these 6 helpers, which are who, what, where, why, when, and how. The objective is to get people talking about their wants or needs. One of the tip-offs of your professionalism is the way that you ask these questions. It's important that you ask them so people feel comfortable answering them, so that you don't seem to be prying or squeezing answers out of them, or that you don't pose any threat to people's comfort zones, or that you don't appear to be leading or manipulating them. If you're too abrupt or direct, you'll close them up instead of opening them up. They'll resent your pinning them to the wall. Your questions must be open-ended as well as indirect. Open-ended questions call for explanations and responses. Now, let me be more specific. Here are some open-ended, indirect need development questions that you might ask. Say, if you're a life insurance salesperson, you might ask, how often do you set financial goals? Who helps you with your financial planning? How long has it been since your policies were reviewed? What changes have taken place in your business recently? Anticipating normal inflation, what do you think your yearly retirement needs will be? What do you currently have in death benefits? What percentage of your income do you save each month? What changes in your financial condition do you expect this next year? Or, suppose you're selling homes. Here are some indirect need development questions that you might ask. How many children do you have? What are their ages? How often do you entertain friends? How many people do you normally have in at a time? What do you like most about your last home? What did you like least about your last home? What general price range are you thinking about? What neighborhood have you considered? See how these questions are all very indirect? They're indirect in that they don't go straight at the person, but they bring back information that helps the salesperson begin to understand people's needs. Notice that the life insurance person didn't ask, "What are your life insurance needs?" Nor did the real estate person ask, "What kind of home are you looking for?" These questions would have been much too direct. The secret is to ask indirect questions that get lots of information. And then when you get enough information, you can make the best recommendations. Well, these questions were only given as examples. You'll need to design ones that are appropriate for your business. Again, the ability to ask open-ended, indirect questions is the most important step of the integrity selling system. I encourage you to sit down this week and spend some time refining and testing your own need development questions that you designed in the seminar session. The second action guide, then, is to listen to and paraphrase all the points and write them down. As people talk about their wants or needs, occasionally summarize back to them what they said to you. For example, if someone says, "Well, we have 4 children, so we may need a station wagon," your paraphrase might be something like, "I can understand how a station wagon would give you more room for your 4 children." When you paraphrase, you let them know that you listened to them, that you understood them, and that you remembered what they told you. It also says that you're sincerely trying to understand their needs. Another way to show your professionalism is to make notes of what people say. This shows them that you listened, that you're interested, and that they're important to you. And then the third action guide is, identify their dominant wants or needs and get agreement. To do this, listen carefully to what they say as you ask need development questions. Then after you feel you've asked enough questions and they've given you enough information so you understand their wants or needs, begin to prioritize. Find out which are most important to them. Your client's body language, their eyes, and responses will often give you clues as to which of their expressed needs are the most valued ones. As you listen, occasionally clarify your understanding. You might ask, "If I understand you correctly, you're saying that the most important need you have in an automobile is to have one large enough for your children and one that can be taken on camping trips to the mountains. Does this sound like I'm on the right track? You might ask for clarification. Asking questions like this puts you in the role of an interested counselor. Not only this, it also actually helps people clarify in their own minds what they really want. They may not have fully known before, and this helps them. It also helps show your sincere desire to understand people, and this causes them to trust you further. Another way to develop trust is to assure them that you want to help them enjoy the most value. That's the fourth action guide. This is done by demonstrating your sincerity and concern for their needs being filled. Well, let me change the subject for just a moment and talk about what, in my opinion, is the number one violation that salespeople make. Many salespeople begin selling, telling, or demonstrating before they fully identify and get admission of needs. It's very easy to allow buyers' questions or your own eagerness to cause you to begin demonstrating before you've successfully completed the interview step. Most of my own sales failures came because I rushed through the interview. So, learn to resist the urge. Don't begin demonstrating until you've established and identified people's needs. You may know what people's needs are, or you may think that you know, but spend plenty of time anyway allowing them to verbalize and admit them. When people verbalize their needs, they make a commitment to you. Their resistance is lowered. They pre-answer their own objections, and they begin to sell themselves. Now, let me recap this message. First, I mentioned that I believe the interview step is the most important step of our whole system. When you do it right, then all the subsequent steps fall neatly into place. The purpose of the interview is to get buyers identifying, clarifying, discovering, and admitting their wants or needs. This will tell you the conditions or reasons why they'll buy what you're selling. Now, I'll be the first to admit that this type of selling isn't the easiest way to sell. The easiest way is to go in and give product pitches, to do all the talking. Granted, integrity selling takes some learning of new habits, but the rewards are extremely high if you're willing to learn. So, consciously practice the interview action guides each day this week. Design, polish, and memorize your need development questions. This session will help you learn what most salespeople don't know. You'll learn to get people doing 80% of the talking while you do 80% of the listening. You'll learn the power of asking questions and listening to people. You'll also begin to learn how to get people selling themselves.